James Barr joins us, senior research engineer at NDSU. James, visit with me a little bit about this soybean-based oil that's helping to reduce dust on roadways. This is something that many farmers are excited about, having another market and another use for crops, and also it's having some pretty positive benefits when used on roadways.
And about 5 years ago, there was a lot of talk about the road dust problem in the Bakken oil field, because there was a lot of new roads going up, a lot of drilling pads, and these are largely gravel roads, and with the heavy truck traffic, you can imagine there's quite a bit of road dust generated. And at that time, I had been working on projects to turn soybean oil and other vegetable oils into different types of plastics and monomers that would end up in products and coatings. So I had a fair bit of background in that area already. And then with this call for the road dust research, I got an idea that, perhaps we could utilize soybean oil in some other form and make an effective dust control agent out of it.
And so this research is currently being funded in part, correct, with the North Dakota Soybean Council?
It has been in the past. So we've been working on this now for a little over 5 years. And North Dakota soybean growers provided several years of funding to get this project going. And then we also received funding from the North Dakota Department of Commerce. There's a venture grant program that they had that was very useful. So that helped us 1 year advance the research. And then we're also getting funding from the North Dakota Department of Transportation to do some testing as well.
And so I guess visit with me a little bit about some of the, results that you've been able to receive from this research throughout the years.
We did our first road test about 3 years ago, and that gravel road was in Cass County, and that particular road was made up of 75% gravel, like you would normally see, and then the county had blended in 25% asphalt millings. So you've seen asphalt roads being ground down and resurfaced as you drive down the highway. Well, that material that they grind off the surface is old asphalt pavement. It's called reclaimed asphalt pavement, or RAP. And there's a lot of this RAP generated every year, and they're looking for new uses. And one particular use was to blend it back into this gravel road that we had tested for dust control. Well, what we found in our test was not only could we control the dust, but our material also appeared to rejuvenate that asphalt pavement and tightened up the surface and made a firm roadbed again. So that kind of took us in another direction. So in addition to the dust control market, now we're also looking at using the same material in the asphalt rejuvenating area.
And so, I guess, what are some of the results that you've been able to see through this? I mean, what are some of the successes that you've been able to have?
So the most common dust control agents are magnesium and calcium chlorides. These are salts, and they dissolve them in water, around 38% salt in water. So it's a pretty concentrated brine. And they spray this on the road, and it tends to be corrosive to bridges and vehicles. And because it's water-soluble, it tends to, eventually it washes away with the rain. So what we've seen with our material is that it's not corrosive like these brines are. And once it goes down into the gravel, it has a curing mechanism where it tends to cross-link. It never fully hardens, it always stays soft, but that allows it to stay in place in the gravel and not be washed away by the rain. So we're hoping that we see longer lifetime as a result of this.
Any idea when you might be able to take this product to market?
We are working with a company right now, BioBlend Renewables. They're in the business of making various lubricants from soybean oils and other vegetable oils, And they are interested in adding this product to their portfolio. So this summer, we're working with them to get as much of this material out into different testing situations as possible so they can assess the performance, and they're also looking at manufacturing costs. And I know they would like to have this ready this year, but more likely, I think, we'll see something ready for next year, because this year's dust control season is kind of, it's not really wrapping up, because in some areas it runs until late into the fall. But we're really hoping for something for the market next year.
Once again, that's James Barr, Senior Research Engineer for NDSU. I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich.